You are listening to Radio Koraput and you are happy, we are happy, everyone is happy that today we are celebrating World Radio Day. So radio means a lot. Radio enhances our listening capacities and also enhances our apprehending capacities. We dream a lot, we can perceive a lot, we can imagine a lot by listening to radio. So let's learn about history of radio and the relevance of radio as on today, as we celebrate World Radio Day. And to celebrate this day with us, we have over phone none other than the personality who is well known in the field of theater and journalism and also in different other sectors. He is Professor Saurabh Gupta from Central University of Odisha at Koraput. So we welcome you to Radio Koraput and we would like to listen from you the history of radio, the love for radio, the journey of radio and the relevance of radio as on today. So,
thank you very much, Santakar ji, for giving me this opportunity. At the onset, I wish all the listeners of Radio Koraput a very, very happy World Radio Day. Today is 13th February and today we are celebrating the World Radio Day. Basically, we are celebrating this institution of information, knowledge and entertainment which is known by radio. Radio is one of the greatest communication medium. Proclaimed in 2011 by the member states of UNESCO and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, and 13th February became World Radio Day. Radio is a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity and constitutes a platform for democratic discourse. At the global level, radio remains the most widely consumed medium. This unique ability to reach out to the widest audience means radio can shape a society's experience of diversity. It can stand as an arena for all voices to speak out. It is a medium where people can be represented and people can be heard. Radio stations serve as diverse communities, offering a wide variety of program, views, content, and reflect the diversity of audience. It continues to be one of the most trusted and used media in the world, according to different reports. World Radio Day was proclaimed by UNESCO General Conference at its 36th session in 2011 and adopted in 67th session in 2012. This date set aside was 13th February, which is the anniversary of the creation of United Nations Radio in 1946. That is why we call 13th February World Radio Day. It is the result of an extensive consultation process involving all the stakeholders, the radio broadcasting associations of various countries, including from the Arab world to the Latin America to the Global South, and stations, the NGOs, everyone came together, national commissions, and they decided that this will be the World Radio Day. And the credit for proposing this goes to the Spanish Radio Academy. So, the World Radio Day is an opportunity to celebrate radio as a medium. It is a chance to promote international cooperation between radio broadcasters across the globe to encourage major networks and local radio stations to foster access to information and freedom of expression. To raise awareness among general public, to encourage decision makers to promote free, independent, pluralistic radio. Radio Koraput is very much one of the prime examples of this kind of a platform, and to strengthen networking and international cooperation. So anyone across the world wishing to celebrate the World Radio may get involved through the UNESCO platform. UNESCO coordinates its worldwide observance, bringing together regional, local broadcasting organization and even international broadcasting organization. They can virtually create content for radio together. The point is, how is radio relevant in today's era of digital media? Today we have a smartphone. Everyone is having a smartphone and they are very popular. The social media sites, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, all these things have become so handy. So how does radio survive in this kind of a digital environment? So radio is the common man's medium. It is a low-cost mean of communication. It is especially suited to cater to the hard-to-reach communities, rural communities, communities which are in the rural margins. And it is tremendously endeared to listeners worldwide for in-car listening, for real-time updates, and night listening. Here, I would like to mention something from the Indian philosophy. Our Indian philosophy states that the Shravanendriya is a very important part of the human psyche. The Shravya or the audio quality of radio makes it very, very special. In the days of Akashvani, you remember that when you woke up in the morning, early morning, to the announcer who is speaking and who is giving you the latest updates, it is a mesmerizing experience which is connected to the nature, to the rising sun. And at the same time, when you go to the sleep, it is another mesmerizing experience where the radio gives you an ethereal feeling. It is very, very low cost. Everyone can buy a radio set. It is not easy to buy a smartphone, but it is easy to buy a radio set. It is the only medium which has program for the unemployed people, which has program for the youth, which has program for women, which has program for children, which has program for farmers. So it is an inclusive medium and it can be accessed in a group. All the farmers in a village, when they come back tired from the field, they all sit down together in front of a wood lit fire and they listen to the radio. Very recently, our Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi ji, has infused a new lease of life into radio through his Mann Ki Baat. If you go through the statistics, Mann Ki Baat has recorded a huge, I won't say viewership, but audience. You know, millions of people have logged into Mann Ki Baat, and from in those Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister has spoken about a rural boy who is swimming across the river to reach his school. He is talking about a woman who is selling vegetables in a tribal hut. So again, the common people, the examples, people who are at the margins but can lead a nation, it is very inspiring. FM radio is the latest avatar in the cities where the young girls and boys, especially the student community, they love to listen about their city, about urban culture, about modern culture when they travel in an auto. And community radio is the latest avatar where rural people and tribal people find a voice for themselves. So Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore, he gave the name Akashvani. Why? Because there is something called Daivavani in Indian philosophy, where there would be prophecies from the God and the voice could be heard throughout the world from the sky. So Akashvani is not only a legend, but it is a representation of the Indian culture. Mahatma Gandhi chose to record his voice for the radio. So Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, who was a very visionary leader, he started Radio INA to reach out to all the parts of this world and share his ideas. So today, on 13th February, we should celebrate radio not only as a means of communication, but a part of our huge cultural legacy. We should nurture it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your encouraging words about Radio Koraput. Radio Koraput also wishes all its listeners a very happy World Radio Day. And also, we promise to come to the audience with qualitative listening tools and also listening stories, so that they are getting justice to listening to Radio Koraput. Thank you again for coming to Radio Koraput and sharing your views, sir. We are also grateful to all the listeners of Radio Koraput for listening to us on this wonderful day. Thank you, and see you next time. Till then, bye-bye. Namaskar.
Namaskar.